Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Luke 13, especially these words. Jesus said, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.'" Far texts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This dialogue of Jesus begins with someone in the crowd shouting out a question. "Lord, will those who will be saved be few?" I think they're asking for themselves. Will I be one of those who are saved? And they're hoping for a yes answer. Maybe they're hoping that Jesus will say only the good will be saved. And you've got to do this and this and this and this. But Jesus doesn't say that. Strive to enter through the narrow door. The narrow door. No doubt those who heard Jesus for the first time in the first century were thinking that they knew exactly what the narrow door was. It's the law. Those Ten Commandments, teaching us the character of God, showing us His holiness, and reminding us of what God demands of us, that we also would be holy as God is holy. There is the narrow door. Strive to enter through it. It's narrow because we know the law is difficult to obey. It's difficult to have no other gods before the true God. It's difficult to honor God's name and His day. It's difficult to love our neighbors as ourselves, not hating or lusting after them or what they have. It is a narrow door. So Jesus says, strive to enter through it. Isn't that the encouragement that God gives His people in the Old Testament? As Moses received the law on Mount Sinai, God encouraged them continually to strive to enter through the law, to do as good as they were able to do, to be holy, to be unlike all of the nations around them. God encouraged them over and over and over again by sending to them judges and kings and prophets and priests to remind them of His law, that they would be holy as God is holy. And we know from the witness of the Old Testament just how well that went. The people were not holy as God was holy. After all, that's why God sent them judges and kings and prophets and priests, because they were not living up to the strict demands of the law. They were failing. And so those judges came time and time and time again. Those prophets came again and again to remind the people of God's law and to bring them back to repentance that they would be holy. Strive to enter through the narrow door. Maybe those who heard Jesus speak those words thought, "I can do that. It's not that hard, after all, to obey God's law, to curb our thoughts and our actions. Anyone can do that. To think about the right things, to do the right things, to live the right way. Isn't that possible? If we just try hard enough, can't we be perfect? Can't we enter through the narrow door?" It seems like we should be able to, doesn't it? Why would God give us the law if we couldn't do it? Why would He give His people in the Old Testament the Ten Commandments if He knew that they couldn't live up to it? And so try as best as we can, as hard as we are able, we try to enter through the narrow door. You realize how narrow that door is. The door is so narrow that one sin forbids entrance. One? Just one. For God doesn't say, be mostly holy. He says, be holy. Completely, totally, entirely, all the time. Be holy. That narrow door gets narrower. As we begin to look at who we are, as we begin to examine God's law and our lives, we use that mirror of the law to shine back to us our sins. And we see so often that we have not been holy as God demands. We have not loved God above all things, but rather placed ourselves, our pride, other created things in front of God. We haven't loved God's name as we should. Do we always speak well of God to those around us? Well, sometimes. We haven't loved God's day as we should, desiring above all else to hear preaching and His word. We haven't loved our neighbors as ourselves. That door is so narrow that none of us can enter through it. Strive to enter through the narrow door, says Jesus. He is, in effect, saying that if you obey the law to the best of your abilities, you will never be able to enter heaven. So how many are saved? By the law, none. Did you read this reading with me carefully? Did you see the hints that Jesus gave? Or at the beginning, Luke gives us a hint that Jesus was on his way, traveling through the villages, teaching, and journeying on to Jerusalem. You know what Jesus was teaching about. He's teaching about the kingdom, about how he's going to go to Jerusalem and die for the sins of sinners. At the very end of this section, Jesus says, verse 30, and behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last. Jesus does not invite you to humble yourself and be last. He's telling you what he's going to do. Because the door was so narrow, so impossible for you and I to enter through, Jesus will be last. He will journey on to Jerusalem, shouldering our burden under the law, each and every one of our sins, those times we despised God, those times we hated our neighbor, all of those times, Jesus takes them all on himself. Jesus pays the price under the wrath of the Father. There is the narrow door. You cannot enter through the law. There is no doorway there. There is just more demands. It's impossible to enter heaven by way of the law because we are sinful. That narrow door is the cross. It's Jesus' death. There, at the cross, heaven for you is ripped open. And you receive the gift of God. Not something that you've worked for or earned. The gift of God in Christ Jesus is given to you there at the tree. That's why he goes to Jerusalem. That's why he's teaching. That's why the prophets came and the judges came. Not to make the people better, but to remind the people that under the law they needed a Savior to save them from their sins. They needed Jesus. He is that narrow door. You have entered through him in baptism into heaven. How many are saved? You are. He has placed his seal through baptism on you. He has forgiven you your sins. He has granted you life eternal. You are saved. For you have entered through Jesus Christ, through his death, his passion, his tree. He is that narrow door. He has made himself last, that you would be first, that you would use the law rightly, confessing your sins and drawing upon his grace, that entering through Jesus, you are saved. In his name, amen.